That's music from Sudan, and this is the Taylor Report. We're on SoundCloud, Taylor-Report, as I recall. And, of course, we're on Facebook, The Taylor Report. And you can find our previous programs. I don't know if you can find David Hoyle. We have to go into our vault and get the David Hoyle material out. He wrote a great piece about the International Criminal Court, which is available online. You can find it. So, Phil, I think, let's see, you had the matter of, you mentioned, I think, Hong Kong.
Yes, well, I noted that there have been these demonstrations in Hong Kong, and the press here has reported on them from a certain perspective. I noticed that yesterday the demonstrators were carrying British flags. Yeah. And, of course, as a lifelong student of colonialism, that caught my attention.
We have to remind our listeners you're Irish. So you notice the British flag when you...
I do.
Well, you know, it took some wrestling here to give it up, you know. Yeah. Diefenbaker was almost... Yeah. He was ready to go to the mat to keep the British flag.
Well, we still have it in the Ontario flag.
And, well, they might be able to fish it out if they need it. Very curious. No, I agree. It's. I think it's an issue to put it in the context of the... Western powers deciding to ratchet up their problems and differences with China. And this, by the way, is an internal matter to Hong Kong and then an internal matter to China. We cannot get the Toronto Star, the Globe and Mail, to do regular front page stories of the French masses who continue to demonstrate against Macron, which is now in, I think, 32, 34 weeks, something like that. And these are not small demonstrations. And they have been hit with all kinds of weaponry. People have lost their hands. There's actually been some deaths. There is a very brutal approach taken by the French authorities. But there's no tut, tut, tut from here. There's a go get them is more like it. And you know, this is the biggest popular uprising anybody's seen in recent decades in Europe, and it's very clear that they're attacking austerity. That's what it's all about. But again, there's no editorial talking about brutal France or terrible Macron, and far from it. And there is no adequate reporting, but they certainly get all excited about Hong Kong. Actually, the Hong Kong authorities are very deliberate in what they do. They're not known for their violence, and everybody wants to say they are, but there's very little of that. And we've also had some new forces who want to seem to start breaking windows, bring out the British flag. I'm very impressed with that, though, by the way, because they use the word freedom. Under the British, they had a British governor, and there was nothing else. I mean, everybody had to work for him. And so this is, for it not to be remarked on here, adequately reminding, everyone of what is the historical context in which this happened. During the Opium Wars, the British took Hong Kong and forced the Chinese, by the way, to accept opium. And they couldn't argue about it. They were told, and they were attacked. So, and that's the heritage, the historical heritage. So, you know, there's really... time should be taken to study these events. And notice, by the way, there's nothing remarkable about an extradition treaty. The language would suit Canadian Parliament. If you put it in front of them, they'd vote for it. There's nothing remarkable there. This is all hysteria, the way that's being talked about. And the same tests, you have to show them. You have the prima facie case, you have the person, you have the alleged criminal, and the allegations. It is not, in fact, a political instrument. But it's being played that way. We want to point out that the British and Americans have their largest embassies, and it's the world's largest collection of NGOs, all diligently trying to be helpful, I'm sure. So, and we will come back to that subject, by the way, China and what's unfolding here. We'll remind everybody, if you want peace and you want to solve the issue of the Huawei executive and the two Canadians being held, I would not recommend that you send your naval vessel into the Taiwan Straits. That is not a country that wants to solve a problem. They're actually playing games. And people worry about Mr. Kovrig and the other gentlemen should understand that this is not going to have a happy result if you beat your chest. This is something to be soberly talked about.